you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. T-minus 23 days until the big event. On Sunday, I had about a 20-minute conversation with Jan Roderick. You're going to hear that in its entirety. But first, to set the stage, to share how each and every one of you can make a difference, here's a familiar song to many of you called Thank You for Giving to the Lord. And then you'll hear my conversation with Jan Roderick.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. You gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Giving to the Lord, for I am a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you.
so glad you came.
So, Jan, you and Ken are participating in our April 7th event. And, wow, it's kind of a neat story because, I don't know, 5 or 6 or many months back, sometime last year, I was talking about trying to put together a special event for our Great News Radio listeners, being our 20th year. And, I don't know, you were like the first person that called up and said, Mark, I have an idea. Are you going to need cake or cupcakes or brownies or desserts or anything? And I was like, well, yeah, that would kind of be great. Well, I'll do it. And I'm like, you'll do what? Well, I'll work with Ken and we'll come up with all the sheet cakes and brownies and desserts you need. And I'm like, but Jan, there might be like 500, 1,000 people. No problem. We love to do it. This is our way of serving back to the station. So I guess I have you on the line to do two things. Have you share a little of why and maybe empower others to think, you know, we have various gifts or talents, or it doesn't just mean you have to financially support a ministry or be a prayer warrior, which both are great, but there are other means or mechanisms or gifts that God has entrusted to other people that they can use to help ministries. And you have just chosen, because you bake and cook and like putting desserts, to volunteer in that way. But, like, why did you respond?
Well, Mark, I heard it a couple of times, and I just really felt that God has really blessed us with this hobby of cake decorating and doing desserts and things like that. And Ken is very much a part of it with me. For many years, we did wedding cakes and delivered those. And, of course, he was very much with me and walking beside me and delivering and even giving me ideas and that. And when I heard it on the radio, I just really felt the Spirit was really tugging. And we do financially support the radio station, but we felt like we needed to go over and beyond. And we feel that this talent that we have is a God-given talent. Mm. And we felt, why not share? And what better way to share than to have a 20th anniversary party? So my mind just started working, and I asked Ken, make your mind work, and let's see what we can come up with. And so I called Mark and just said that Ken and I would really, really like to help, and we would like to donate our services of cake. And when Mark said, well, you know, there might be quite a few people there, and Ken and I had already agreed that it would be just fine no matter what. We knew that with God's help that we could handle whatever that it was, because this was a special occasion that would be over and above anything for the radio. And so we just said, we will do whatever it takes, and however many guests that come, how exciting it will be to partake and be giving our gifts from the Lord in this way. Mm. And so sometimes the simple little things that we can do is wonderful, and God loves us to be a cheerful giver. Mm. So sort of my idea behind it.
Well, I know when we were talking more about it some months back, I said, well, you know, I don't have any problem. I feel like we could, you know, purchase the flour, the frosting, or, you know, however we can assist. And you're like, no, no, we'll cover it. I'm like, really? I mean, that was so wonderful. And you were like one of the first pieces of the puzzle to fall into place as we were just trying to figure out how we would do it, where we would be located, and how it would come together. And last week, Jan, as we were talking, I think about 45 minutes on the phone as I was casting some of the vision of maybe having a Great News Radio event center and reaching different people and having that rallying point for the listeners to come and learn. And you and Ken have really had a heart for reaching people. I know Ken specifically with veterans, and you just wanting to share the love of Christ with everyone, especially the unchurched, just to allow them to kind of sample, if you will, the fragrance of Christ, or just to see that Christians are wonderful people. Talk about that a little, because there's probably other Christians just like you, just like me, that want to reach out, but sometimes it's like, how can we do that? And I think you were talking about being a good listener.
Well, Mark, I just think that so many times that we think that, you know, we have to be somebody special or somebody high up or be on the pulpit or, you know, have a radio station or have something to really be important. But God has gifted each of us with different gifts that, you know what, even like our smile, as we walk down the street, as we say hello to people, just the very basic things. You never know when you look at someone what they've been going through that day. So Ken and I really have a heart for people. We've been married for 35 and a half years, and we've done small groups, and we've had marriage classes that we've taught and things like that. And so we both have a really, really strong love for the Lord and a really strong desire to do His will and for Him to lead us and guide us and direct us in the path He wants us to go. Kenny has, he's been at the sheriff's department for many years. He was, and he retired, and he has been with the volunteer fire department. So really, when you see those things with him, it's how important just being with people, doing for people, with asking for nothing back at all. And the rewards that we get are so far more than anything that we could ever ask for. And when you're doing for the Lord, how can you outgive God? You just can't. And Kenny was in Vietnam in that era in the Army, and for many years it bothered him when he came home, and he really couldn't talk about it very much. But praise God, over the last years, he has been able to open up and share some of the things with me. And Kenny's desire is to reach out to veterans. We can go into a restaurant, Mark, and if someone is sitting there that has a military hat on or some type of a military thing, Kenny will get up immediately and go over to that individual and shake their hand and tell them thank you for their service. And his desire someday is to really be able to just bring a grouping of vets together and to just be able to sit and talk and have community with them. Not so much to be able to say, here I am, holier than thou, or God this or God that, but to be able to just sit down and to let them there and get off of their chest a lot of hurts that they've had in their past. And he said it so well one time. He said that, you know, no one ever knows what it's like to be in the military and overseas and in so much trauma except another vet. And I believe that so much, and I believe there's so many hurting vets out there that there will be a day that Kenny will walk the path that he will be able to nurture and help some and be able to bring them to the Lord, not through overwhelming pushing upon them or anything, but just the love of God will show through him, and they will want to know what he's got. So we continue to just praise God for the journey that he has us on. And as we walk down the road, we're constantly listening to people and listening, just like with Mark on the radio, listening about the 20th celebration. And you know, right off the bat, are like, oh, we've got to do something. You know, we're so excited. And what can we do? And we knew that God had given us this talent. And everyone loves cake. Everyone loves cookies. So that's sort of how it came to be. But like I said, we don't always have to be out on the top, and we don't always have to be, we don't want to be known so much except for the love of the Lord, but we want to be known that we were able to just give without expecting anything in return. And I believe that is the true love of the Lord.
Yeah. So. Well, I know you and I had an exciting conversation. I think it went about 45 minutes as I was talking about this event center. And you gave me that idea because I saw this as a rallying point, like I've mentioned, and I've shared this over the air, all the different activities and ministries that can be launched out of it. But I thought, like, there could be a singles time where maybe there's a band on Friday night or something like a senior luncheon. But you had mentioned the veterans, and I thought, yeah, a place where they could go and meet and have a small group setting, could be transparent, maybe some couches or tables set up. And I thought, wow, God could just bring this event center together to minister to a lot of different people. And you just had kind of the same heart, like you'd say kindred spirits, where we could see where God could use it. And I just so appreciate what you're doing. And then you and I talked about Mark, you know, you had mentioned various desserts. When I did announcements over the air, I've been saying desserts, and I wasn't quite sure what that would entail. And you said, well, we could also do brownies besides the cupcakes and cakes. And then I was thinking, maybe some others in our radio listening area could do great lemon squares or Rice Krispie treats or some other varieties of desserts. So I'm thinking maybe there will be some others that could catch the vision. Maybe they have a great chocolate chip cookie recipe. And so if God puts it on some of your hearts, those of you that are tuned in, that you have a good recipe or you can do up, you know, you don't have to do up 500 or 1,000 cookies, but if you do a tray or have something you would want to bring, we'll be serving the cake and ice cream, and we'll have punch and some other beverages from 6 to 7 p.m. Just come a little before 6 p.m. and we'll have some tables set up. And maybe let us know just so we can plan accordingly. But if you have a fun dessert recipe that you want to share with the Great News Radio listeners, we'd appreciate that. And, you know, I don't know, Jan, maybe you're going to be wearing another cap. You'll help coordinate some of those things along with your own tables. But I hope to have a variety of volunteers that will be helping serve and coordinate and be a part of things on April 7th.
I think that's so great. And I think, you know, too, Mark, that sometimes even people, you know, setting up tables, setting up chairs or something like that, they don't always think that, you know, that's a big thing. But, you know, it takes many hands to make the work well done. And so, you know, those people are just as important as someone making a cake or as someone making ice cream or whatever. So I think, you know, come and be blessed and come and know that you're doing what God wants you to do and put your foot forward. Don't be afraid and just try, and you'll be surprised. You'll get more rewards than other people will, just because God will be so pleased with what you did in his honor.
And I have another exciting announcement. During that cake and ice cream and dessert time from 6 to 7 p.m., Harold Green's going to be coming in. I think he's from the Peoria area, and we've featured him a few times over the air, but he's going to do some acoustic worship music and some singing right there at Lincoln Square Mall Food Court. And I'm working on a violinist that'll be presenting between about 6 and 7. And prior to that, at 4:30, the Urbana High School Orchestra will be in the food court, and they'll put on about 45-minute concert with a variety of music from like the Beatles to orchestra music. They're going to do a number of things. There'll be the family game time from 5:15 to 6 o'clock. Dr. G. Brainworks will be having all sorts of games and activities for children of all ages, from the young ones to senior saints. So there'll be a lot going on. It all begins at 4:30 to 5:15, the Urbana High School Orchestra. Basically 5:15 to about 6 will be game time, 6 to 7, all the cakes and desserts, and Harold Green and a violinist will be presenting live music. And then come 7 o'clock promptly, because we have a full program and we want to be timely, we'll be on the main stage right there at Lincoln Square Mall, and the singing men will open up the evening with 5 selections. And it looks like Dr. Barrington Coleman, our original director, is going to lead the men in one song, and then Steve McClary will take over and do the other 4 or so selections. And then we'll have the Great News Radio Theater troupe putting on a special drama and maybe a skit. They've been working really hard on that, so we're very excited. And then Dr. Erwin Lutzer, after I certainly share a few remarks, you know, I can't let the evening go without praising God for all that he's done, is doing, and I believe will do in the future. Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network will help MC the evening, and there'll be a couple other special comments. Pastor and my Wednesday and Friday co-host Jason Schiffel will share a few remarks, and our board will be there along with some founding partners and a lot of volunteers, and it's going to be a great celebration to God's glory. May he be honored and glorified there at Lincoln Square Mall, and we're just so excited. 20 years, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do in the next 20 years, but like I've shared over the air, this event center, I feel it's time that he's positioning us to move out into the community, to reach more people and to spread his love and to raise the awareness. I think we have 35 or so different businesses now donating, whether it's coupons or chocolates or various items, into our gift boxes. And it's interesting, all these inroads, and I'm sure our listeners are hearing all these different spots, from Sonic to Edward Jones to just different people, individuals or businesses that are encouraging people to come out. And it's kind of neat how God is weaving together a whole tapestry, if you will, of different people, different backgrounds, different life experiences, and we're coming together to celebrate what he's doing through this radio ministry. And Dr. Lutzer, he's really pumped. And now that I think of it, one more thing, Jan, thank you for being available for this little segment during our morning program. But we're thinking that we want to have our listeners also send in a note of encouragement to Dr. Lutzer or Phil Shepherd, because we're going to make gift baskets for them and have them in their hotel rooms. And it would be really neat if listeners would comment to Dr. Lutzer how they appreciate his program Running to Win, or the Moody Church Hour, or Phil Shepherd, who serves currently on our radio board and was with me from day one, our very first historic broadcast back on April 7th of 1996, where he's helped all these many years with technology and counsel and advice and equipment. So if you, as a Great News Radio listener, have benefited by this radio ministry and want to write two separate notes, one to Dr. Lutzer, or one just to Dr. Lutzer, or one to Phil Shepherd, or to both, mail those in to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and we'll put them into these gift baskets. Kathleen Jennings is putting together a variety of fun items and little snacks and novelty things from East Central Illinois here, and so we'll be assembling that, so they'll have that in their room, and they can be really blessed by our listeners. So if you want to do a word of encouragement to Dr. Erwin Lutzer or Phil Shepherd, just write that and mail it in to P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And if you weren't able to write down our address or have something creative that you're thinking about, maybe it's a dessert or something, call us, and that way we can plan accordingly. Our phone number is 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And be praying up Jan and Ken's health. They're going to be helping on a lot of sheet cakes and brownies and cupcakes and fixins. And we just appreciate you serving in this unique way and really blessing many hundreds of listeners that will be coming out on April 7th.
Well, Mark, I just really appreciate you having us on the air and being able to just talk with you and share a little bit from our heart, and and just know that God is going to truly bless the celebration at Lincoln Square Mall and is going to continue to bless the radio stations. And from this point on, God is in control as he has been in the past. But we're just excited to know what surprises are going to continue to keep coming. So we just thank you so much.
And all of God's people said, amen. Amen, sister. Hey, thank you, Jan, for being available for this segment for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
Listening friends, many ways for you to make a difference, whether it's writing a card, giving desserts, a friendly smile, a word of encouragement, teaching a Sunday school class, witnessing on a street corner, babysitting the pastor's kids, giving gifts or financial support, so many different ways. I pray you'll choose a few and do them to God's glory today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.